Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
March was a breakout month for S-REITs here in Singapore, according to a flash note from DBS Group Research. The FTSE ST Real Estate Investment Trust Index, FSTREI, climbed 5.5% month on month, and that beat the STI's rise of 5.1% month on month. So what is the outlook moving ahead? According to the research analysts, the sector is a mixed bag. There's a liftoff seen from January and February. That was when many stocks reached a 52-year low, but sentiment, they believe, is mixed because of the risk of geopolitical uncertainties and attention moving to inflation risks as well. So domestic catalysts, how far were they a breakthrough for the S-REIT sector? And will the positive momentum stemming from partly the reopening measures here in Singapore, or Singapore adjusting to a new normal as we reopen, and also positive rental momentum that we're seeing, at least in the Grade A office space. What is the outlook like for S-REITs in the near future? Let's check in with Kenny Low, REIT specialist and independent financial advisor. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Michelle.
What are you seeing as more people return to the workplace? 75% office workers allowed to return to their workplace. Hybrid work still a big part of the conversation, though. But we are seeing Grade A office rents, according to a JLL report, continuing their positive movement upwards. They recorded their fastest quarterly growth recently. So four quarters of growth seen, at least in the Grade A office space. What is your outlook generally on the REIT space as more of us return to life here in Singapore?
Yeah, for the office sector, basically it's all based on the demand and supply, right? When there's a huge demand, when there's a limited supply, the rental yield goes up. That's why based on the JLL report, those are the past data, we have been seeing that the quarterly growth in terms of the rental income benefited from the return to the office or workspace. So I expect this momentum to be continued, because at the same time, we have many family offices coming to Singapore to settle our office, and also a technology company that will really give us a lot of demand in the office space, right? On another hand, because of the rising in interest rate, I think the business owner, they will start to consider not to incur so much capex to buy the office or to buy the property itself, right, for the office use. And most likely they will prefer to rent instead of buying, right? So everybody is pretty cautious on the future borrowing costs. I think that will also give a renter a good support.
So positive but somewhat cautious in terms of the office REITs space. That's your perspective?
Yes. Cautiously optimistic.
I mean, because if we look at the supply side for office space, there have been manpower disruptions in the past couple of years, and that's caused delay to the completion of some new office buildings and redevelopment projects. So wouldn't that keep demand somewhat tight and be good news?
Yeah, I think the REIT manager itself, you use this opportunity to do some so-called redesign on the portfolio itself and do some conversion on the hot desk thing, that kind of concept, because shared desk is very common moving forward, right? Then basically, you can see that when you go to a CBD area, you can see there are many, many places where you really can and rent a place and share. Mm-hmm. So I think that during this period, there will be a lot of changes, but as long as they are able to understand what is a requirement from the industry itself, I think they should be able to really overcome it. And office, we still need office, because everybody is really sick of working from home. Michelle, right?
Really?
because I don't know. Working from home, you can't differentiate your personal work life and also your personal life and also working life.
Where are you joining us from, Kenny? The office or home?
At the present moment, I'm purely working from home.
Okay, okay.
It's pretty tiring. I want to meet people.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I hear that fatigue as well when I do meet people. And everybody is always so happy to be at major conferences these days, just to be out and about. It's a breath of fresh air. All right, so if we look at March, and it was a breakout month according to a DBS note, the top performing sectors, hospitality, office, and healthcare REITs. What do you think are some of the contributing factors behind the strong performance for S-REITs, at least in the past month?
Definitely reopening of borders and also with the prospect of returning tourists to Singapore will help. But if you look at the individual performance on those hospitality rate, basically the performance is pretty mixed. For example, those rate we have a higher exposure in terms of the those service residents and also hotel in Singapore, they have a bullish month. For example, Fraser Hospitality Trust, they have a close to 38% monthly performance, pretty strong. But that one also amid the news of a privatization. And the CDL Hospitality Trust, about 15% growth in the last month. Far East Hospitality Trust, about 10%. Escort, about 8%. But for ARA Hospitality Trust, basically it's a black month. Basically, ARA Hospitality Trust, they have the hotel in US, which is not really relevant. So also it's pretty mixed. So in short, those in Singapore have a good month, but I don't think at the present moment, but based on the outlook, I don't think the hospitality sector you go back to pre-COVID. The reason being is because it very much depends on the China tourists. Based on the statistic, majority of all those tourists actually come from mainland China. Until China open, I don't think our hospitality sector in Singapore can go back to the previous level. And at the same time, you know that there's a new COVID variant. It's a XE. I'm not sure whether you heard about it. It's a
not yet.
Recombined mutant of BA1 and BA2. That may delay the opening if it becomes contagious.
Over in China, Omicron XE. Okay, haven't heard of that. Thanks for cluing me in on that, Kenny. I understand that 6 REITs dropped in March. I thought it'd be interesting if we looked at which they were and what caused the drop.
Yeah. Okay, in general, like last month, what I mentioned, there is a hidden bull in the Singapore REIT because all the negative event, war, interest rate high, hyperinflation, and also the COVID, does not bring down the REIT index. That's why actually last month itself, there are quite a lot of bargain hunting on those big cap REIT, and those REIT has been beaten down recently. It's the 6 REIT, there's no significant so-called reason, but I want to point out two have a very clear reason why they were not performing well past month. One of them is a land lease. Land lease, basically, the share price being come down because of the right issue. They issued a right at a discount to acquire the gem in Jurong, right? The other REIT basically is an easy work on the concern of ability to refinance debt. And basically, I have already seen this thing coming 2 quarters ago. Because if you look at all the financial ratio itself, they are going to deal, the loan is going to deal in May and July. And now we are in the month of April. I don't really understand why the REIT manager they delay until the last minute, and at the present moment there's still no news whether they are able to refinance the loan. At the same time, their interest cost is 4.1%, and also interest coverage ratio about 2.9, which is just slightly higher than the requirement of 2.5 times. And at the same time, one thing to bring to my concern is they have 100% secure borrowing on the property. If they are not able to refinance the debt, their property may be processed. That's my view. That's why it's pretty crucial on the easy work ability to refinance the debt.
Great perspective there. Now, looking ahead, Kenny, is the S-REIT market still at fair value? Do you think it's a good idea to still lock in and accumulate S-REITs at this stage at the prices that you're seeing with an eye on long-term yield?
Yeah. Personally, I feel that at this level is a good level for the acquisition because at the present moment, the S-REIT sector is not overvalued. It's at a fair value. And at the same time, the dividend will be coming back because in 2020 and 2021, there are quite a lot of merger and acquisition going on. And through these 2 years, then there should be have enough time to really create some synergy within the portfolio itself and also bring back the growth in the DPU. At the present moment, the average yield for the S-REIT index is about 6%. the youth grant with reference to the 10-year Singapore government yield of about 4%. If the dividend coming back, it means your dividend is higher, basically the price will start to move also. That's one point from a youth perspective. Mm-hmm. The other point is with the increase of the rental income, when you come to the valuation of property itself, the valuation definitely will be going up with the increase in income because this is just a model. And the third reason is S-REIT compared to the other sector or mm-hmm. other stock exchange is pretty less volatile compared to the rest. Basically, if you plot the so-called Y-axis as the yield versus the X-axis as the volatility, S-REIT provide one of the highest risk-adjusted dividend yield compared to the rest of the exchange. And the fourth reason is there may be the rotation back to the property sector in this region because you know that S-REIT compared to other sector like technology sector and also U.S. equity, basically, they are lagger. Then it's time to really for S-REIT is really back to life moving forward. So I have a very high confidence S-REIT will you start a bull run in near future. When is this going to happen? I do not know. Right?
Don't know when that bull is going to wake up, huh?
Bull wakes up a little bit. It's a small little bull. The big bull is not there yet.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate, put on my horns, so to speak. I agree with you, you know, S-REITs, little volatility, so safe haven asset to some extent. But if we see a switch in geopolitical tensions, things ease up on the European front, if there's a reversal of geopolitical tensions, could you see investments flow out of the sector because S-REITs may have been a temporary shelter for investors as a safe haven class, number one. Number two, do you think that people invested in this area are looking closely at the impact of inflation and how that could impact utilities, maintenance costs on distributions. And, you know, we could see, if that is significant, attention rotating outside of S-REITs and REITs starting to trade sideways.
Okay, interesting question, Michelle. I think that S-REIT is suitable for yield-seeker investors. Okay, basically, those investors looking for the passive income, looking for dividend, looking for stable cash flow, they are interested in S-REIT. With the rising interest rate environment, I think the bond space is not the space to park money because bond price has an inverse relationship with the interest rate. When interest rate goes up, bond price will come down. So there may be a part of the so-called bond, the money from a bond may move to the S-REIT space because if compared to those investment-grade bonds, S-REIT is still provide a much higher yield. At the same time, there is also a potential increase on the yield itself.
All right, well said. Mm-hmm.
And at the mm-hmm. same time, if you're looking at the company when they're doing the cost-cutting measure due to all this inflation, property will be the last one to cut. They'll start to cut the headcount, to cut the expense, right? They're not going to chase all of you, all of us go back to our home to work and also return their property, return their office. That would be the last one to cut when it comes to the property rental.
All right. As always, thank you for your insights, Kenny. Terrific speaking with you. Kenny Low is REIT Specialist, Independent Financial Advisor. We've been taking the temperature of REITs moving ahead after the breakout month for S-REITs last March. What could the focus shift to? This has been Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.